I know that the time is short and we are pressed for time, but as a Christian from the Middle East and observer of what's going on, I just would like to add a few words. There's a verse that comes to my heart in Hosea chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Hosea chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God, and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. It did not happen yet. So much has been said. If you go to Matthew chapter 24 and 25, which we call it the Olivet Discourse, it speaks to three kinds of people. That after we are gone, we are raptured to heaven. It speaks to those that are in Israel. And Brother Eugene spoke about the beginning of the trouble, the beginning of sorrows, and then the great tribulation. The beginning of sorrows are the first 3.5 years of tribulation. And the great tribulation is the second 3.5 years. The children of Israel said, we do not want him to reign over us. His blood be upon us and upon our children. And the Lord Jesus saw Jerusalem and wept on Jerusalem and said, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how many times I wanted to gather your children like the chick gathered, like the hen gathered her chick, but you did not want. Your house is left for you desolate. And they have been in desolation until now. Then we read in Matthew 24 the parable of the fig tree. When you see the fig tree, that its leaves started to show up, you know that the summer is at hand. He didn't say, when you see the fig tree bringing fruit, they have not brought fruit so far. And that's where we are right now. In 1948, 1947, the League of Nations, which was made of 57 countries, voted to divide the land of Israel into two parts, part for the Palestine and part for Israel. The Arabs did not want that, and the first Arab-Israeli war started in 1948, and they lost. And then 1956, and they lost. 1967, and they lost. And 1973, and they lost. And Israel had that picture. No one can stand against Israel. The first ones that stood against Israel are Hezbollah. And the war that's going on right now in Israel is not going in the way that Israel or the United States have wanted. They thought that Israel would go in southern Lebanon, would wipe southern Lebanon, would wipe Hezbollah, and then they come back and they are again victorious. This is the first time they get a licking. Brethren, if you read the news media that comes out of Israel and comes out of Lebanon from all the Arab world, you will find out that Israel really is not getting its way for the first time. All along, they have been thinking that by my power, and the United States is the only country in the world that is supporting Israel. When it comes to the Security Council, the United States is always using the veto to support Israel. Even England, that gave Israel Balfour Promise in 1917, is voting against Israel. France and England, that joined with Israel in 1956 and attacked Egypt, they are voting against Israel. The only one that is voting with Israel is the United States. That's what makes what Brother Eugene said, makes very good sense. Right now there are more than 150 countries in the United Nations that they vote again and again and again against Israel. If it comes to accept Israel in the United Nations, they would not pass, because that is a majority vote, and the United States cannot do anything about that. But now Israel is changing its story again and again, but they are still thinking that they are the strongest person on the face of the earth, the stronger than all the Arab nations combined. In 1967, they fought on three fronts. They fought Jordan, they fought Syria, they fought Egypt, and they succeeded. But this now, everything that Hassan Nasrallah, the head of the Hezbollah, is saying is coming true. That his group, his governing body, is still intact, and they're doing what they want to do. And they are supported by Iran and Syria, which Brother Eugene brought, that this is the king of the north. The king of the north is made of Syria, Iraq, and Iran. And we read in Daniel chapter 9 that the king of the north is going to sweep Israel, and he's going to get mad at Egypt and Lub. Who is Lub? Libya. And you see that Libya gave up its provision to have the atomic bomb. They were going to have the atomic bomb as a part of the Arab nations, but now they are not. Somehow Gaddafi is thinking of conquering Africa, but prophetically he is going to be with the king of the south, who is Egypt. And you can see that at the beginning of this war with Hezbollah, Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Jordan voted in the Council of Foreign Ministers against Hezbollah. And see, now we're getting into trouble. And Israel is beating us to death. See what's going to happen to us now. And Hezbollah stood against Israel. And now the Arab nation is changing their language because they're seeing that Hezbollah is winning. But why did I read Hosea chapter 3, those verses? Is that this time did not come yet. Israel is starting to feel that their back is against the wall, and the United States isn't going to be for them any longer after we are raptured to heaven. And then they will return to the Lord. Then they will cry to the Lord that He is the one that's going to save them. What do we get from that? Like Dr. Anis said, that the Lord Jesus coming is very imminent. It can happen at any time. We are seeing the players, everyone in his rightful place. Israel have destroyed so much of Lebanon, but Hezbollah is still intact. And Hezbollah is saying, we don't care. See what they are doing? But we are going to stand. Israel cannot stand to be defeated once. It will be finished. One, like Brother J. Vernon McGee, of the opinion that all this can end up, that Israel can be destroyed again and is to repeat itself, the story would repeat itself again. I don't think so. I think the second coming of the Lord Jesus is imminent, and we have to join our voices with the Spirit. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.